This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When you look at both the Mets and the Yankees with where they're at, we know the standings, we've gone over it by now, where they stand at the All-Star break, now coming out of the All-Star break, obviously tonight you just heard CeeLo with the details right there, the Yankees in Atlanta, Mets at home against Cincinnati. Yankees got 66 games to go, Mets have 65. Like, this is not half the season. This is not, okay, well, let's see what's going on here. No, this is pedal to the metal time. This is less than now 2 weeks to the trade deadline time. This is you want to win a division, time to strap on and go get it time. So there is no, you know, where in the beginning of the season there could be, and BT used this word the other day, I usually say evaluation mode, the experimental phase. And I thought it was great last week. Where a lot of these teams early on in the season with the experimental phases in maybe April or May and maybe even parts of June. Heck, maybe even parts of July. Well, now, no more experimental phase. No more evaluation phase. They better know, both the Mets and Yankees, what they have and what they need and what has to be done to go out there and win. We always talk about expectations versus results is how we judge teams and their seasons. Well, the expectations for both teams were through the roof. And while the expectations for the Mets might not have been to win the division, it's such an easy out. Like, oh, you don't need to win the division. You just got to get in. You just got to be playing hot at the right time. That's such an easy out for me. The Mets still were expected to be one of the better teams in Major League Baseball. The Yankees, I think the expectations every year is that they're going to win the division and be one of the better teams in all of Major League Baseball. Well, both teams so far, you know, they haven't disappointed yet. I mean, they have had disappointing stretches. The Mets just coming off the bad stretch, but they were able to, you know, hold off that, take on water, but weather the storm and maintain their spot within the division right there, just a half game back of the Phillies with 65 to go. And with the Yankees, okay, you know, they got knocked out of first place by the Blue Jays. It happens throughout the course of a long season. They're just two games back. But both these teams still have the possibility and the potential and the likelihood in front of them to live up to the expectations. But before we get to the season expectations, it is the trade deadline expectations. And that's going to be the focal point. It'll be today, you know, when we're not talking about David Wright, he'll have his number retired tomorrow. And it'll be all next week. And then the week after. And I would anticipate moves starting to happen sooner than later. Because once you get down to this now, you know, 13-day window, I wouldn't think the Diamondbacks, for example, are still evaluating whether they want to be buyers or sellers. I'm pretty sure the decision is made. I doubt that the next 5 to 10 days is going to change anything. And I'm just bringing up the Diamondbacks because obviously they have a lot of pieces that people were saying, you know, could, whether it's Suarez, whether it's Gallen, Kelly, whatever. Diamondbacks have at least a few guys that have been mentioned quite a bit as far as trade possibilities go. I think teams now, instead of, we don't know, we'll see where we are at the break, but teams now got to know. I mean, you've got a little over a third of the season to go. You better know where you're at. And I believe both the Mets and Yankees know where they're at. I still just, like we were talking about yesterday to start the show, I still just don't know how all in. You know, Brian Cashman talks a good game, and the Yankees are usually more aggressive than others, but how all in are they going to be? Trading with, you know, parting with prospects? for the bigger trade, parting with the bigger prospects, or taking on salary to get better players back. There are two ways to do it. And the Yankees, while they've been aggressive, more aggressive than most, that's what Cashman has been, period. There is no wow this year that he's old. Cashman's always wheeling and dealing. But sometimes falls just short of really going all in. You know, I could have this conversation as I did with BT. Oh, you want Ramirez? Jose Ramirez? Yeah, yeah, I love him. I do whatever for him. All right, did you give up Lombard? No, I'm not doing that. Well, I mean, that's not all in. You want the player, you got to give up. It's got to hurt you. You got to have a little pain there. And Cashman has tried to avoid having that pain. We've referenced the examples going back to Volpe or even last year with Spencer Jones. But that would be my only question mark with the Yankees. I know they're going to improve the ball club. Do I trust that they're going to get the right piece? And do I trust that they're really going to go all in, sacrifice maybe a bit of the future for the now? They've been trying to thread the needle, and it hasn't worked so far. So are they going to continue to thread the needle or just say, screw it, we're going all in? And then will it be the right move? I don't love the idea of Suarez for them. Maybe they do love it. I would bet that with all his home runs and strikeouts, he's a perfect fit for what Brian Cashman is looking to do. Just try to bludgeon you to death and hope that one of these years in the postseason, it works. And as far as the Mets are concerned, we know, the one thing that we know about the Mets, this is for sure, that Steve Cohen, I shouldn't say doesn't care about cutting the checks. I'm sure everybody cares. I don't care how many billions you have. It's still, you still care to a certain extent. But we know, and Steve Cohen has said it. Hey, if I believe that there could be a difference-making move that's going to make us better and try to go win a championship, I'm going to do it. And I would think even more so now in year five when he himself put that, well, I think about five years for the championship. We call him a king now. Imagine if Steve Cohen could actually deliver a championship in that window that he said. So he wants it more than most. You think you as Mets fans want a World Series? I guarantee you that if there is somebody on this planet Earth that wants a World Series win for the New York Mets more than anybody, it is Steve Cohen. Because he's got his words. And then he could have the last laugh. Where he started to maybe get away with, you know, away from that, well, I said, you know, 3 to 5 years, whatever. And then people started to get on about the five-year window. He's saying, well, I wasn't being literal. But what a dunk that would be if he could deliver the championship. So I don't believe Steve Cohen is going to leave any stone unturned. But I'm not so sure about David Stearns and the type of players that he's going to want to bring in. Cedric Mullins, to me, is a, while he's an upgrade, that's not enough in center field. That's not a difference-making enough move for the Mets in their lineup. Now, I mean, they have the luxury of having Alvarez potentially come back. It's just like a big trade, getting Alvarez back. I hate when people say that. I don't even like saying it myself. But either way, they're relying on Alvarez to come back or Vientos to get hot. And maybe they feel like they don't need a big bat. I don't know. I don't know their thinking. But, you know, some of the rumors about the position players for the Mets have not been as sexy as the ones for the Yankees. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not right. Sexy isn't always best when it comes to baseball. The sexy moves aren't always the right one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When it comes to baseball. But still, it's got to be better than Cedric Mullins for me if you're trying to upgrade center field. Solid, not enough. And obviously the Mets need much more than that. Is Stearns going to go big game hunting? Or is it going to be Phil Maton, Ryan Stanek types? Are they going to get a top-end bullpen arm? A high-leverage bullpen arm? Or is it going to be, well, we like the value in this guy and we could turn him into something better than what he's been? I don't think this is the time to play around. You want to do that with Griffin Canning in the offseason? Or go pick somebody who you think... Now, different story with, let's say, Zach Gallen, because Zach Gallen has been proven to be a good pitcher before having a bad year. You could get him at a good value and he could strengthen that rotation, the depth of that rotation, and maybe you could get more out of him than what the Diamondbacks are getting out of him now. That is a different story. As far as the bullpen goes, I think the Mets need, no doubt about it, high leverage guys. Not to mention, they could use a legitimate center fielder. Who that is, I don't know. Hey, get creative. You know the rosters? You know, I'm talking to Stearns. You know the rosters? You know the players that are going to be available? You know what you have to give up? Go make something crazy happen. We always kind of fall into the, well, okay, these are the names that are out there. Suarez, Mullins, Gallen, whatever. And we don't really, I mean, I know there are a bunch of others. I'm not going to list the whole thing, but those are the main focal points. Like, you hear the one sexy name, the one shiny toy, and you focus on that. But who's to say that trades can't happen out of nowhere? Sexy, splashy trades or sound, solid, splashy trades. And maybe it's time for Stearns in the Mets front office to get creative and aggressive in ways where we haven't seen in recent years. I'm talking about good surprise, not like Darren Ruff, Daniel Vogelback surprise. That was a bad surprise. But that's what it's going to be about here. Hey, let's not pretend that there's plenty of runway, plenty of wiggle room. These teams better come out of the gate hot. Yankees have a more daunting schedule than the Mets do out of the gate. It's not like Cincinnati's bad. But the Yankees, you know, who are down two games, obviously, in that division, two games is nothing. They can make it up. It's not a big deal. But their schedule coming out of the break here, you know, this is not just a, okay, well, there's, you know, the half the season to go. No, no, not at all. At Atlanta for three, not going to be easy. Spencer Strider on the mound tonight. And then they got three at Toronto. I mean, that's going to be an early second half, whatever, final third of the season series. Now he's got to get some payback on the Jays. And then the Phillies come to town. The Rays come to town. Like, Yankees are going to be tested here right out of the gate. This is before the deadline. Yankees are going to be tested. This is a big week or so for the Yankees. Like we were saying, with the Mets schedule, it's not as daunting as it is with the Yankees or as challenging maybe out of the gate. But still, for them, you don't want to have a fall off. You want to pick up right where they left off, taking two out of three from Kansas City and playing better baseball in the last week or so leading up to, you know, where the Mets got to at the All-Star break. They got Cincinnati, obviously, for these three, the David Wright weekend, the big deal. Then the Angels come to town, and then they have a West Coast trip, which is never easy. Giants and Padres ahead of the trade deadline. So it's, hey, it's go time. No more time to mess around and evaluate and experience. They had their fun. They were on the break, whether they were at the All-Star game or enjoying some time with their families. 66 games to go for the Yanks, 65 games to go for the Mets, and what is a season where both have World Series aspirations. No more time to mess around. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the fan, BT on vacation. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We've been having guests all week long on this All-Star Week and David Wright Week and all that stuff with the festivities. We will continue that today, and it will culminate with the captain himself coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, I believe 1:10 exactly, but the 1 o'clock hour, we'll have David Wright. Ahead of that, we'll have one of his BFFs, Josh Satin, coming in studio to hang out at 11 o'clock, and then Daniel Murphy will join us at 12. Right now, it's me and you talking trade deadline, talking second half, or, you know, final third, Mets and Yanks. Larry is in Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Larry?
What's up, Sal? You know I love you. I love busting your chops. You're the best, Sal.
We appreciate it. Go ahead.
Thank you. Dude, you just got the best player in baseball off of my team, damn it. And you want more? You sound like a Yankee fan.
Now, okay.
What's going on, man? Larry.
I mean, the expectations have raised. And for the record, for those of you who are listening and are very sensitive to me saying Soto or Juan Soto's name, I didn't bring it up. Larry, you brought it up today. Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, it hurts me, dude.
I get it, but you got to get over it. Look, and Larry, yes, I do want more. Don't you? You're a Yankee fan. You've experienced all those championships. You still want more, right?
Well, of course, to help my team win a World Series, of course. All right, Sal, let me ask you. Mm. Who would you get if you had to open a checkbook?
For the Mets,
you
know, you're talking
who
about?
Who would you get?
For
your Mets.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Larry, and thank you for the call. And I know what you're saying. Like, and that's why I didn't go nuts in the offseason after Soto. Like, whatever happened after that, even with Alonso, I didn't care because they got Soto. That was the big fish that I wanted. And you can't be, like, you can't always just be, yeah, go get this guy and go get that guy. But we're not talking about making major moves. We're talking about fine-tuning and putting the finishing touches on rosters in both the Mets and Yankees case that clearly need some help to complete what hopefully should be a World Series team for each of them. So I don't know how you could look at the Mets and say, well, yeah, they don't need more. Forget about want. It's not about want. It's they need more. Maybe my want is a little bit more than Cedric Mullins in center field. My priority, to answer your question directly, Larry, my priority would be high leverage bullpen arms because I am looking to October right now. Maybe that's like it shouldn't be looking at October. I believe the Mets are going to be playing in the postseason this year. And not only to help get you there would a high leverage bullpen arm be beneficial, but once you get there, like if I have to, I'll live with Cedric Mullins. I can't live with another Phil Maton, Ryan Stanek bullpen acquisition. Like they need at least one and probably two high leverage bullpen arms to complement Edwin Diaz and Brooks Raley when he comes back to help them get through the gauntlet of the postseason. That to me is the number one need for the Mets. You could actually argue the same thing for the Yankees. I know people are going to look at third base. Yeah, the Yanks could hit their way into the postseason now and pitch their way. They're fine with that. But the difference in the postseason with the Yankees is going to be will that offense be successful, specifically Judge, but also the others helping him out. Will the offense that can be bullies at times in the regular season transfer into the postseason? And too many times we haven't seen that be the case. Even last year. And obviously they're minus Juan Soto, but are they more balanced? Are they more well-rounded? That's why when I say I want a third baseman for the Yanks, I don't want Suarez because to me he's not balanced. He's more of the same. Power, swing and miss. Power, swing and miss. I want more, put the ball in play, higher average, great defensive player. I think that'll help the Yankees win more games in the postseason. Yankees, no doubt about it, need a bullpen arm. I don't know if they need a high leverage guy because remember, Luke Weaver at his peak is a high leverage guy. Devin Williams is, so they already have two. I know Weaver hasn't had a great year, but you have to trust that to some degree he's going to get that back. Wouldn't hurt to add another high leverage guy. You know, it's crazy. We say that both teams are in decent spots, but both teams also have major needs. I don't think big, you know, meaning they don't need superstar players, but they have multiple areas to address. Bullpen, each team could use a starter. Yankees don't need a top starter. Mets, you could argue, might want a top starter, but both teams need at least a depth starting pitcher or could use, maybe needs a little strong, could use a depth starting pitcher. And the Mets need a center fielder. The Yankees need a third baseman. Joe is in Clark, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Sal?
How are you, Joe?
What's going on? Good. By the way, a great interview yesterday with Torrey, man. You did a good job with that interview.
Thank you. Very good. It was very fun talking to a lot of those guys. Joe was great. What's on your mind today, Joe?
A couple things. Look, I have reservations as far as what Stearns is going to do. I know he's been great with the reclamation guys. As far as bringing in a big, I agree with you. I think we need two bullpen arms and one big bat. It's preferably a right-handed bat to put in that lineup. I'm okay with the starters right now. The way that, you know, those five guys are set. We're going to get McGill back down the line as far as depth is concerned. So I'm okay with that. Two good bullpen arms, a strong right-handed bat. Somehow you want to say third base, you want to say center field. Mullins doesn't really do it for me, but if they can find a right-handed bat to put in that lineup, I mean, that's at this point. Another thing too, Sal, you know, the thing about having Cohen as an owner was that we could always pick up a contract that other teams maybe couldn't because of the money, as far as not having to trade away all our prospects, but we could pick up the contract where, you know, a team just wants to dump it. So that's something else to keep your eye on.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm a little, I'm not gonna lie to you, Sal. Right now, I wish Cashman or Dombrowski or one of those guys was my GM as far as making trades.
Well, see,
I know they're aggressive.
Yeah.
You
well, you're gonna have to trust Joe, and we're gonna learn right now. And thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. Right now, we don't know David Stearns to be aggressive or go big game hunting. I don't even know how much you want Juan Soto, to be honest with you. I mean, I know he knows he's a great player, but would David Stearns advise giving a 15-year, $765 million contract out? Probably not. And I'm sure there are a lot of front office people who wouldn't advise that. But that's what it costs to get Juan Soto, so owner approved it. But is Stearns going to be, because it's going to be a combination of what Stearns and his front office would want and what Cohen will allow. And I believe Cohen will allow pretty much anything. I believe that. Which to me would want Stearns, I would want to see Stearns be aggressive and creative. Hey, here's where we can solidify the starting rotation. Let's go get Luis Severino, take on his money. Check one. Then go maybe trade prospects for bullpen help. Check two. Then maybe a little combo of Bolt to get help in center field or third base. I mean, obviously they need a center fielder. To me, they need a big league center fielder. But Cedric Mullins is not enough. He's better than what they have. He's an actual center fielder. They don't have one. But he's just not enough. Hey, time to get creative and aggressive. Both these guys. But you're right. The difference is we've seen Cashman do it. But even that, is it aggressive enough?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.